USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is expected to look at repealing the authorization for use of military force in Iraq after the House voted to do so today. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news. And even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
President Biden claims the last thing Russian President Vladimir Putin wants is another Cold War. Biden said he warned Putin at the summit yesterday of devastating international consequences for Moscow if prominent Russian dissident Alexei Navalny dies in prison. As the push continues to get college students vaccinated, one governor is taking action against such a move.
Arizona's governor says that the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the Atlanta community of Buckhead, the debate over becoming an independent city has been brewing on and off for decades. Now, amid a spike in crime, calls to split from Atlanta have grown louder than ever. Homicides are up by 63% compared to the same time last year and up 43% compared to the same period in 2019. The city has seen more than 300 shooting incidents since the start of the year, up 45% from what it recorded last year at this same time, and up 55% from 2019. Bill White is the chairman and CEO of the Buckhead City Committee. He tells Fox News enough is enough.
We are living in a war zone. That's how we describe living in Buckhead. And what has happened here in the last several years is an incredibly dangerous spike in crime and a complete vacuum of leadership. The police in Atlanta are great policemen and women. We love them. They just want to do their job, and they're not being allowed to do that.
White, referring to the city's new policy, which minimizes police chases, in which the officer must know that the person being chased has committed a forcible or violent felony and requires the officer to have direct knowledge that the person being pursued is involved in a violent crime. 20-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal isn't participating in this year's Olympic Games or Wimbledon. He made the announcement on Thursday via Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.